I mentioned at the start of our Mass that this Sunday has a special name. It's the fourth Sunday of Easter, and every year we call it by Good Shepherd Sunday. It's a day when we realize and remind ourselves that Jesus is our good shepherd. He's the one who leads his flock with care. And I love that it just synced up perfectly this year with our first communions. Because I think the good shepherd and receiving Holy Communion, they really go hand in hand. And I always think about my own first communion. I celebrated it on my birthday, so it's coming up later this week, 32 years ago. It was such a special moment for me when Jesus came for the first time as the Good Shepherd and fed me with Holy Communion. And I love this year that it really syncs up, like I said, with First Holy Communion, because we've got some smart second graders here, and I need your help. As always, sometimes I have some questions that I can't just answer on my own, so I want you to help me answer them, okay? So I've got some questions for our first communicants today about the shepherd. First, can you help us understand what a shepherd is? Who can tell me what's a shepherd? What are some things that a shepherd might do? Okay, we got one here. He keeps sheep together. Very good. That's a great definition of a shepherd. Got something else? Amen. If a sheep gets lost, he goes and finds it. Jesus tells a story later in the gospel about a person who has 99 sheep that didn't get lost, but one that did. And do you think he went to go find that lost sheep? He did. That's how good he is. What else does a shepherd do? He protects sheep. Who does he protect them against? Other animals. Very good. What might another animal be that might try to eat a sheep? Yeah. A bear. You got those in Minnesota, don't you? Our shepherds in Minnesota, they need to be careful of bears. What about another one? A wolf. There you go. We got to keep those sheep protected from the wolves and the bears and all those other beasts. What's something else a shepherd might do for his sheep? Can they eat on their own? No, he has to feed them, right? Now I'm going to come back to that one a little bit later, but a shepherd has to make sure that the sheep are protected, but also that they're well fed. We want to make sure those sheep get all the nourishment that they need. Now, let's look about that sheep for just a minute. Now, are sheep big, strong animals that we're scared of? No, they're not, are they? Sheep are kind of puny, aren't they? I ever been to a rodeo? I went to a rodeo once, and there were kids about your size, and they were riding sheep. They call it mutton busting. And I don't think any of those kids were scared of the sheep. So sheep aren't really scary. They're not really strong. Are they very smart animals, or are they not so smart animals? They're not the smartest, are they? Sheep, they might wander off and get lost. They think, oh, look at there, a tree. And then they just go and wander off, and the shepherd has to go searching for them. And I think these two points might be why Jesus calls himself the shepherd and us the sheep. Sometimes we wander off. Sometimes we might, oh, look there, a squirrel or something else. And, oh my gosh, now I'm in danger. Now I'm lost. And I'm not always the strongest either. I'm not someone who can just go about my day and doesn't need any help, doesn't need any protection. I need a shepherd, and you need a shepherd. That's why Jesus, I think, calls us sheep in himself, the shepherd. Now, there was something in the gospel today that I think is really, really, really important about shepherds and sheep. The thing that I thought was so important is that the shepherd knows his sheep. He actually calls them by name, and they know him. They know what his voice sounds like. So boys and girls, I want you to close your eyes right now, all of our first communicants. I want us to be silent just for a few moments. And you, his sheep, I want you to listen to the voice of the shepherd. What does his voice sound like? What might he be wanting to say to you right now? Take just a few moments and let's listen to the shepherd's voice. Okay. What might the shepherd want to say to you right now? Any thoughts? What would Jesus, the good shepherd, want to say? Did any of you hear his voice or know, think, maybe this is what he wants to say to me right now? Any thoughts? What might Jesus say to you? What might he want to tell you right now? Any thoughts? Yeah. Jesus might say, follow me. Yeah, I think he might. He's a shepherd, right? And he says, hey, come on, guys, let's go this way. What might else the good shepherd say? I'm happy for you. I think he would. I think he would say that. What else might he want to say today? Yeah. Come into my house. Yeah. I think he would say that. That sounds like him to me. One more. What might Jesus want to say today? Maybe something your parents say to you all the time. When you wake up, when you go to bed. I love you. You got good parents if they say that to you. These are great things that the good shepherd wants to say to us over and over and over. And we hear so many voices in the world, but his voice sounds different. His voice says, follow me, I'll protect you, I love you, I'll care for you. The good shepherd always speaks to his sheep, but we got to clean our ears out sometimes. If we want to hear him and follow him, we have to make sure that we're listening. Now, one last thing, I said that I'd come back to it. The good shepherd feeds his sheep. This is a very, very important thing. We heard in the psalm, he sets before us a banquet. He doesn't just put junk food in front of us. He puts the best food in front of us. And I hope with your families today, you get to have a little party. Are you guys having parties? Let's see a show of hands. All right. It's a day to celebrate, isn't it? To eat cake and candy and all kinds of those sweet things, but to eat really good things too. I hope you got to pick some of your favorite foods for your party today, because Jesus feeds us with the best. He doesn't skimp. He doesn't say, sorry, we got a low budget this year. It's just beans and rice. Jesus sets before us the greatest food. The greatest thing that could satisfy our bodies and our souls, and you get to receive that today for the very first time in Holy Communion. Jesus gives us his very self. He gives us his body and his blood. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, and he says, come and take, come receive me more deeply into your heart. So I'm so excited for you, boys and girls. Let's open our ears that we might hear the shepherd's voice today. And let's open our whole bodies and souls that we might receive him in this Holy Eucharist.